News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Taxis for Ireland Coalition is calling for an increase in the number of taxis across the country. Aisling Dunn, Head of Public Policy at Bolt Ireland. You want to see more taxis, Aisling?
Good morning. Yes, indeed. We want to see more taxis, and we want to make sure that this is an issue that politicians and whoever the future government is taking seriously. And we're calling on all candidates in every constituency to pledge that this will be a commitment for them as part of the next dole.
Why do we need more taxis?
Well, if you look at the figures, the most up-to-date yearly figures we have from the NTA for 2023 show that we're still well below our 2019 pre-COVID levels. So in 23 out of 26 counties, we have less taxis than we did then. Even though since then we've had a booming population, our economy is, you know, doing very well. And the problem is we don't have enough taxis. And this is an issue that I suppose affects both cities and rural areas. You know, one of the worst hit areas is kind of the border regions. Monaghan is still 27% below what it was pre-COVID, but it's also affecting cities equally. And that's really having a knock-on effect on our nighttime economy, on our ability to kind of socialise and keep community activities going at nighttime. It's a really important issue. And we just think that, you know, it's brilliant to be talking about public transport and other elements of the transport system, but taxis are just as important and need to be given that consideration.
I'm old enough to remember, Aisling, the 90s, when particularly at Christmas time, you could be waiting 2 hours for a taxi. Are we potentially heading into that scenario coming up to Christmas?
Absolutely. That's our worry. And I suppose the problem is, we're just failing to grow our taxi numbers and our taxi drivers to respond to the population growth we have. And we're still not even where we were 5-10 years ago. So like we are facing into the abyss of this being an ongoing problem for years to come, unless there's really dramatic action and movement from those in decision-making roles. And I suppose that's why we feel that this is the perfect opportunity to really have a discussion, because those are kind of the nightmare scenarios that a lot of us remember from the 90s and noughties, and we're heading back towards that.
Are there particular barriers to entry for would-be taxi drivers?
Yeah, I mean, there are some barriers that absolutely need to be there, you know, around regulating the drivers and safety and background checks. Those are kind of non-negotiables. But there are additional things that are really failing to keep up with modern technology. So we still have a local area knowledge test to become a taxi driver in Ireland. That test has only a 37% pass rate. It hasn't changed in decades and really doesn't reflect the kind of technology, the sat-nav, the apps that are available to drivers. Most other European countries have adapted that and they've incorporated changes to allow for technology. We also have a mandatory requirement for all new entrants to the market that they must have a wheelchair accessible vehicle. There are grants available for that, but there aren't enough grants. They're oversubscribed within a couple of days of the grants opening up. And a lot of drivers find that very difficult to get access to. Also, because we just don't have enough taxis and drivers, even though we have a very good percentage of wheelchair accessible vehicles in our fleet, wheelchair users are still really struggling to actually get those trips and be able to, you know, travel from A to B. So really looking at how we target the wheelchair accessible vehicles to make sure they're helping the people who need to be using those vehicles, make sure those trips are being made. There's a lot of work that could be done, but we need a bit of focus on this now.
Aisling Dunn, Head of Public Policy at Bolt Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.